From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ryak. Some of the world's top politicians, scientists, researchers, and business leaders are in San Francisco this week for the Global Climate Action Summit. Cap Radio's environment reporter Ezra David Romero has spent the week there, and I spoke with him earlier this morning on the final day of the event, and I asked him, what do the organizers hope to achieve?
So they basically want to stop the planet from warming. The organizers, including Governor Jerry Brown, are asking cities, states, countries, and companies to take climate change seriously and to cut emissions. They basically want to mitigate climate change before it gets any worse.
So the governor has really used this as a platform. Jerry Brown has had strong words for the White House, saying some of the climate policies of President Donald Trump are criminal, among other adjectives that he's used. Ezra, he's really made headlines with his tone toward Washington this week.
I was at the press conference when he said that the president's decisions are criminal on climate change. But you know what? He also noted that it's going to be tricky to combat climate change without the president being on board. You know, so this whole event is really an effort to go around the Trump administration and to get things done without the president's approval.
So does the governor and other organizers there feel that they can move federal or state policy with this summit?
Yeah, they think they can. So a new report came out called America's Pledge, released by Governor Jerry Brown and Michael Bloomberg. And in it, they talk about how we've already reached 12% reduction of emissions, and they want to double that by 2025 to meet the Paris Climate Agreement. And there is some positive movement towards that. That report suggests that by 2025, we could reach 24%, so we can get really close. And that's without the Trump administration backing all this. And so there's a big project from everything from tech companies to food waste. It's basically every sector they're calling to cut emissions, because even food waste, you know, the material that we throw away that we don't eat or food that we don't eat, that's unused energy, you know, and so they're trying to mitigate that on every single level.
So does hosting an event like this in California, in the U.S., show that despite the current federal position, there are major players in the country who are working on limiting greenhouse gases?
Yeah, you know, there's been sessions all day yesterday and starting today with leaders from across the globe and across the nation, everything from the leaders of tech companies like Salesforce to the CEO of Starbucks talking about how they're eliminating their straws and things like that. And so I think there's this general buzz that it's doable, but it's also going to be tough.
Is there much chatter there about the state of California? You must be bumping into people from different countries and different states. Do you feel that this summit positions California as a climate leader?
I think this conference does set California apart in the fact that we're just having it here. But I do get the sense that it'll be tough to totally come as a climate change leader, because you're in a nation that the president is saying climate change is a hoax. And so there's this duality and a mixed message there. So I think California at the end will come out as a leader, but it'll be a little bit of a rocky road, because not everyone in this nation is believing that climate change is real.
So we mentioned some of the headlines that Governor Jerry Brown has garnered, but it's not just politicians making headlines. Some of the other attendees, including business leaders, are in the headlines as well.
Yeah, so the CEO of one of the world's largest online businesses, Salesforce, spoke at the event yesterday, and he's calling for 22 tech companies to come together to reduce their emissions. And there's tons of these PACs that are going around at this conference, everything from the medical world, from universities to tech. And so the message is clear here that every sector of society needs to contribute in cutting emissions for this to work.
All right, we're speaking with CAP Radio environment reporter Ezra David Romero. He is at the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. And today's the final day, Ezra, and you've been there all week. So what do you plan to attend today? And I know that you actually have a session starting in just minutes, so we'll let you go. But what's on your agenda?
Yeah, today I'm going to a session about environmental justice and how the poor are disproportionately affected by climate change, and how companies and leaders and government can ease that for low-income people. And then I'm going to a session this afternoon. I think it's a private event about how mid-sized cities like Sacramento can deal with climate change or are dealing with climate change. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg will be there, as well as mayors from Copenhagen and all around the globe. And so I'm looking forward to that because that's a town that I live, a city that I live in, and I'd love to see what's going to happen in a place that I call home.
And I know you were excited about some sessions on wildfires and food waste. Have you had a chance to attend those yet?
You know, I actually didn't end up going to either because I was writing stories yesterday for the afternoon, but I did go on a climate change hike on Wednesday, and that was focused on wildfire in some ways. They basically say that redwoods, coastal redwoods, are faring better with climate change than thought. You know, they're actually growing a lot more. They're not decreasing in size or anything like that. They're actually growing and adding more wood to them because there's more sunlight getting to them. So there's still a good ratio of fog and cloudy weather and sunlight for these trees. And so I thought that was interesting.
Ezra, is there a general vibe there, like young or old, relaxed, uptight, positive, pessimistic?
It's a very mixed feel, but I was having a conversation last night with a scientist that I work with often, and he was saying in some ways this feels like a climate change prom, like everyone's coming from around the world here to talk about these ideas, make connections, and leave and then work together in the future. So I think there's a certain buzz going on. I think people are optimistic, but I think people are also wary that if we can actually reach these standards.
You have your tux and corsage ready to go?
I don't. I left it at home.
Is there a general takeaway for the rest of us who aren't there?
Yeah, I think every American has to save and cut emissions from the message they're saying. And that's everything from realizing what you throw away in the garbage to, if you work for a company, encourage them to maybe drive a zero-emission vehicle or buy one yourself. And so that's what they're sort of encouraging is, for every American, every person in the world to take climate change seriously.
That's CAP Radio environment reporter Ezra David Romero talking about the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco. Ezra, thanks so much for being on Insight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course, we have a lot more on our website, reporting from Ezra at capradio.org/insight. And you are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.